find myself in battles won. For I've been blessed beyond measure, and by His strength alone I overcome. Oh, I could stop and count successes like diamonds in my hands, but those trophies are not equal to the grace by which I stand in Christ alone. I place my trust and find my glory in the power of the cross. In every victory, let it be said of me, my source of strength and my source of hope is Christ alone. In Christ alone will I glory, for only by His grace I am redeemed, and only His tender mercy could reach beyond my weakness to my need. Now I seek no greater honor than just to know Him more, and to count my gains but losses to the glory of my Lord. In Christ alone I place my trust and find my glory in the power of the cross. In every let it be said of me, my source of strength and my source of hope in Christ alone. I place my trust and find my glory in the power of the cross. In every victory, let it be said of me, my source of strength and my source of hope is Christ alone. In Christ alone.
What a blessing. Let's all stand. Ready for the word? Amen.
Open the eyes of my heart to see. Open the eyes of my heart, Lord. Open the eyes of my heart. I want to see You. I want to see You. Open the eyes of my heart, Lord. Open the eyes of my heart, I want to see you. I want to see you. To see you high and lifted up, shining in the light of your glory. Pour out your power and love as we sing, holy, holy, holy. High and lifted up, shining in the light of your glory. Pour out your power and love as we sing, holy, holy, holy. Holy, 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 you are holy, holy, holy. Holy, 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 I want to see you.
Praise the Lord Jesus. Why don't we give the Lord a clap of praise this evening?
Amen. Amen. You happy to be in the house of God this afternoon?
Yeah.
Amen. I trust, I hope so.
Yeah.
Amen. I'm happy to be here with you. And just thank God for His mercy and His grace that He's bestowed unto us once again. Amen. Another privilege, another day to have been able to serve Him. Remember, every day that goes by is an opportunity that you shouldn't miss.
Amen.
It's an opportunity that He's given us, amen, to draw closer to Him. For Him to glorify Himself through our lives.
Right.
Amen.
Amen.
And not just to, receive a blessing, but to also be a blessing.
Right.
And so that's why we come here this evening. Amen. To do that. Amen. Praise the Lord Jesus. we just thank God. Everything went well. Amen. During the camp. And, we had a good time. Believe it or not, I had a really good batch of 15-year-old boys. I mean, they went to bed when I told them to go to bed. They got up when I told them to get up. They were awesome. And, from the most part, that I heard, everybody just, they were just wonderful. All the young people. And I believe our young people here from our church, they represented us well.
Amen.
Amen. So, most and foremost represented God well. Amen. And so I trust that they received something from the Lord and something that they can take for them with them, amen, the rest of their lives, amen. So that's the most important thing. And we just thank, once again, Brother Dale for allowing the opportunity, amen, to let them go. Just thank God for those moments, you know, that you take advantage of, because you'll never get them back, amen. You never get them back. You know, we can look forward to next year, but we don't know if next year is going to be here. You see, we don't know. We don't know. But you look at what has happened, and you cherish those moments.
Yes, amen.
Amen. Cherish those times. And most and foremost, amen, let those times, amen, be a stepping stone for you to grow closer to God. Amen. Praise God. So let's go to the Word this evening, and we want to turn to the book of John, chapter 15. John, chapter 15. We're going to start reading a verse 8. I want to preach this evening on the last part of that little series that we were talking about, advancing God's kingdom by fulfilling the law of Christ. And this is part 4. Amen. And, for a subtitle, I just have it as God's New World Order Established. Amen. So, we hear that word a lot, and we've been hearing it for many years. You know, the New World Order, the New World Order. You hear presidents talking about the New World Order. Let me tell you, God had a New World Order already in mind. Amen.
Amen.
Before even they even started talking about it. They're looking at it from a physical kingdom that's going to be established here, and that they're going to live forever through eternal life, not outside of the Word. That's what they're looking at. But we have eternal life, amen, that was in Him before the foundation of the world. Amen. That's the true eternal life. And that's the new world order that He wants to establish in us first, that therefore it can be manifested physically. Amen. It has to be established in us first before it can be established here on earth. Amen. So that is what we're looking at. Amen. Satan can do is just copy. He can only mimic what God has already said in His Word.
Right.
Praise God. So We just thank God for that. So let's read John chapter 15, verse 8. It says, "Herein is my Father glorified, that ye bear much fruit. So shall ye be my disciples. As the Father hath loved me, so have I loved you. Continue ye in my love. If ye keep my commandments," amen, "if ye keep my commandments, ye shall abide in my love, even as I have kept my Father's commandments and abide in his love." Notice that the central theme here is love. "These things have I spoken unto you, that my joy might remain in you, and that your joy might be full." Amen. Verse 12. "This is my commandment." Now look what he brings them down. "This is my commandment." Right? "That ye love one another." He did not say, "This is my suggestion." "This is my commandment." In other words, this is something you must do, especially as being part of the body of Christ, "that ye love one another as I have loved you." Right? "Greater love hath no man than this, that a man lay down his life for his friends." In other words, if you can't die for your brother or your friend, you don't really love them the way you say you love them. But he did that for us. Not just for one person. He did it for even people that would not even serve him. Amen. Praise God. "You are my friends if ye do whatsoever I command you." Amen. And then verse 17. "These things I command you, that ye love one another." He repeats it again. And then we'll turn to Galatians chapter 6, verse 2. Galatians chapter 6, verse 2. And it says, "Bear ye one another's burdens, and so fulfill the law of Christ." Amen. The law of Christ that we just read. The commandment that we just read. "Bear ye one another's burdens." That, and I like the way it says it in another version. It says, "You obey the law of Christ when you offer each other a helping hand." Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord Jesus. Well, this ain't deep tonight, but we need it. Because we lack it.
Yes, sir.
We lack it big time. Amen. So let's just bow our heads. Our Heavenly Father, we thank you, Lord Jesus, for another opportunity to serve you, Lord. We appreciate, Lord God, your word, Father God, in its simplicity, Lord Jesus. If we could just take it, Father, in simplicity, Lord God, it would just help us so much, Lord. And Lord Jesus, we ask that you'd anoint, Father God, your word as it goes forth. Anoint the lips, Lord God, that speak in this evening. I'm insufficient within myself, Lord. But Father God, I can do all things through you, Lord. I pray, Lord, that you would bless the hearers here tonight. Meet every need that's amongst us. Be with Brother Richard, Sister Anna, Lord, as they're having health problems. I ask that you would just be with them, bless them, raise them back up, Father God. And Lord Jesus, we just thank you once again for this opportunity to hear your word. We ask these things now in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Amen. You may be seated tonight. Praise the Lord. Amen. Just as in a form of a review, you know, we've covered quite a few things, but mainly just trying to keep it centralized around love. Amen. Now we know that God doesn't love, amen, with a filial love, amen. A filial love is love that comes and goes. And it's the love that you may have for your wife, for the love that you may have for your husband, the love that I have for my daughter, you see, or any of you, or love that you might have for your pet. But you know what? If something changes, amen, that love sometimes changes. Amen. What's that brother or that sister, they do something you don't like, or you didn't like the way they spoke to you, amen. That love could change.
Amen. Yeah.
Amen. But in agape love, amen, that love should not change.
Right,
because that's the love that God loves us with, and therefore, since it's eternal, amen, it sticks.
Amen.
It sticks. It's right. Eternal. Amen. Don't you like something that sticks when you're trying to glue something, you know, on and you're using that Gorilla Glue, you know, or something like that. And you know that if you use some good glue, you know, it's going to stick. Something's going to stick. And it should stay there forever, pretty much, right? And then, but when you're using some cheap glue, you know, and it just starts falling apart, you know, that's like a filial love. But agape love sticks like Gorilla Glue or more. Amen. So that's the kind of love that we want to love with. Amen. Praise God. And so Jesus here is bringing this commandment to us. Amen. And he's trying, as we were looking there in John chapter 13, and we read through the whole chapter, and how that chapter types, I believe I see, you know, our day in that chapter every way, you know, from Judas and every part of it. But you notice that after Judas left the scene, he left the table. Amen. That's when Jesus, amen, started revealing things to them that he would not reveal while Judas was there. So in this day, saints, we have to have our Judases leave the scene. Amen. And they're still leaving the scene by the droves. Amen. So as they're leaving the scene, amen, God is revealing himself even further, amen, to his bride. Amen. And remember he said, he didn't say great flock. He said little flock. Amen. This isn't going to be a great thing, a mega church type thing. Amen. This is going to narrow down to something very, very small, a small minority. Amen. And it's that small minority. Amen. That right now, amen, is in the process of stomping Satan on the head. Amen. That's overcoming in this hour, because I believe God said that he would have overcomers in this hour. And I believe that's just you and me. Amen. That's you and me, overcomers in this hour, young and old. Amen. We are overcoming in this hour. Amen. How do you say, well, the old people, how are they overcoming? Amen. They're overcoming. Amen. Because one day they're going to get a body change. Amen. And that will be the final overcoming. Amen. The overcoming of death. Amen. Praise the Lord. You're looking forward to that, Brother Dale, right? Amen. I'm looking forward to it, and I'm much younger than him, but I sure do look. Hey, amen. We won't be breaking fingers anymore. We won't be getting sick anymore. We won't be, amen. It'll just be perfect. Amen. Total, complete, no death. Amen. No worrying about anything else. Amen. Oh my, I'm looking forward to that. Praise God. Amen. And it's happening right now. And God's establishing that right now in you and I. Amen. Praise the Lord Jesus. Amen. So God, amen. So Jesus brings in this new commandment. Now you ask, amen, didn't God give us the commandments? Amen. He gave them the commandments in the Old Testament. Praise the Lord. But guess what? At the beginning of the commandments, amen, he talks about love. He said, love, what is the first commandment? Love God, amen. Then love thy neighbor as thyself, amen. So that is what God is trying to bring us. Amen. Because let me tell you, saints, remember when Brother Branham went behind the curtain of time? Remember that? Right, man. What did he say? He said, nothing will get there without perfect love. That's right. Nothing. That's right. In other words, nobody will get there without perfect love. Nope. And if you don't have the one that represented perfect love perfectly, amen, inside of you, amen, truly loving your brother the way you should love him, truly loving your sister the way you should love them, amen, then you're not going to get there. I'm sorry, I'm bringing bad news to you, amen, but that's the truth. You ain't going to be there, Paul, because the love has to be in you, amen, working itself on the outside, amen. Do you realize that it's got to be love working from the inside out, amen, that's going to change our bodies? What's at the top? Amen. Amen. It's gonna be perfect love that's gonna call the saints, amen, from the grave. Amen. So if it's not working in us right now, if we're just churchgoers, if we're just, oh, you know, just taking then we got to seek that perfect love. We've got to seek, and what is perfect love? It's the Holy Spirit. It's the Word. Amen. It's what He is. Amen. He is love. Praise God. Amen. So, I want him, amen, to change me from the inside out more and more, amen. I want to love the way he loves, amen. I want to care, amen, the way he cares. I want to be able to see the way he sees us, amen. We fail him many times and we make many mistakes, amen, and yet he still died for each and every one of us, amen. He died not just for our sins, but he died for even for our iniquities. And we talked about iniquity, amen, and iniquity is doing what you're supposed to, not doing what you know that you're supposed to do. Amen. Amen? Right. Or doing what's the other thing? I get it confused sometimes. doing that it's knowing that it's not right. That's the other things. Amen. So that is what iniquity is. Amen.
Right.
Praise God. So let's just continue. Amen. Here. Let me go down here to my notes. This is the whole chapter, the whole series here, all in one place. Amen. Praise God.
Amen.
So let's read here in. Amen. In John chapter 15. Yes, John chapter 15. Amen. Verse 8, which we just read. Amen. He says here, "Herein is my Father glorified, that ye bear much fruit, so shall ye be my disciples. As the Father hath loved me, so have I loved you."
Amen.
And he says, "Continue ye in my love." Amen. "If ye keep my commandments, ye shall abide in my love, even as I have kept my Father's commandments." Amen.
Right.
Praise God. You see, our Lord Jesus Christ was our example. Amen.
Right.
Obviously, he was God. Amen. He came here to live out this life before you and I did.
Right.
Amen. The head, amen, had to live it out first before the body could follow. Amen.
Amen.
Praise God. So therefore, he has given us this commandment, amen, to love, amen, to love each other, amen, as he has loved us. Amen.
Right.
Praise God. This is verse 12. "This is my commandment, that ye love one another as I have loved you."
Yep.
Amen. Now, Brother Branham says here in Christ the Mystery of God Revealed, and I feel like reading this quote again because I believe it's just so important. Amen. And sometimes we just overlook it, but he says here, and it's a very familiar quote to us. He says, "Love one another above everything." Amen. Love of one another above everything. It doesn't matter what anybody has done to you. Amen. It doesn't matter what has happened. Amen. You love because you failed Christ more than anything anybody's ever done to you. That's just a simple fact. You fail him every day. Remember last time we talked about, amen, every time that you fail him, amen, that is the nail that you're continually driving in his hands.
Amen.
I believe there's even a song like that. Do you feel the nails, amen, that you're driving in his hands and his feet? Amen.
Right.
You say, I never did that. Amen. But it was our sins that put him there.
Right.
It was our sins that put him on the cross, and it was your iniquities that put him there. Amen.
Right.
Praise the Lord. So why couldn't we not love one another the way he wants us to love one another?
Right.
When he's given everything that he has, he's done everything that he could for us. Amen.
Right.
Praise God.
Right.
So he said, Brother Brown says here, love one another. Above everything, love one another, no matter what the devil tries to say.
Right.
Amen. Now, you're all one great big sweet group now, but remember my warning. See, Satan won't let that stay that way.
Right. Right.
Amen. Satan won't let, amen. Something that will happen,
yep.
Amen, that will cause friction.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
That will cause, amen, for people to scatter.
Oh, yeah.
Amen. They happened even at the time of Jesus when he was gonna die. Amen. The incident that took place, amen, when Jesus was about to, when he was going before Pilate, amen. What happened to the disciples?
Yep. Pew!
That's right. They were gone.
Yep.
And Peter said, "I'll never leave you. I'll never leave you, Lord." Amen. I'll be right there with you. And he didn't even want to listen to Jesus' own words that told him before the cock crow three times, "You're gonna deny me." Oh, I don't believe that. By his actions, he didn't believe what Jesus said. But did it happen? The Bible says it did. It happened. That's what happens, amen, with church splits and problems and things like that, amen. What happens? Amen. The pastor leaves the scene or something like that. Amen. There's no steadfastness in people anymore. That's the reason why you have to be, amen, you have to know God for your own self. I cannot, amen, I cannot depend on Brother Dale for my spiritual walk on a daily basis. I've got to have my own walk with Christ, amen. You young people, amen, you've got to know him for your own self. What happens with your if your parents aren't on the scene anymore?
That's right.
What what if God takes them? Mm-hmm. Both.
Yep.
What are you going to do? It's got to be a relationship between you and Christ.
Yep.
God's the one who sent you here. God's the one who birthed you in this world. Amen. And He's going to the one who's going to finish leading you through. Whether your parents are still around, whether the pastor's still around. Amen. He's the one who's going to be leading and guiding us. Amen. Praise God. He's the one who's going to take us. Amen. To the end. He's the one who's going to establish the kingdom. Amen. In our hearts. Amen. And eventually be physical kingdom. Amen. Praise God. So no matter what the devil tries to say, now you're all one great big sweet group now, but remember my warning, Brother Branham speaking, see, Satan won't let that stay that way. No, sir. He'll shoot everything if he has to bring somebody in to make his target. He'll bring some critic or unbeliever in and sit him down and cause him to fellowship with you under the quietness and things. And then he'll shoot that guy with some kind of a poison stuff and he'll start through the church with it. Don't you take sides with it. Amen. He said, don't you take sides with it. Don't you have nothing to do with anything else. You stay right, loving and sweet and kind to one another.
Amen.
You got to remember, if you want to love the way he's talking about here, you got to have the love in you.
Amen.
His love in you.
Amen.
Amen. Otherwise, you won't love people the way.
Amen.
You'll come to church and, you know, you'll shake hands, but you won't love them the right way. And you can tell people, amen, when they just don't want to be around you or like you, amen. You can just see it. I mean, even the way they greet you. You can tell. That's fine. Amen. Just let God deal with you, amen. I'll just pray for you. I'll pray for you. Pray for that man. See, look what Brother Bram said. Pray for that man that he'll be saved too, or that woman. Or ever who it is, just pray for them and stick one with another. Amen. And stay with your pastor.
Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. See, he's the shepherd and you give him respects.
That's right. Amen.
No matter how much he offended you, amen, on the last sermon, amen. No matter what he said or no matter, amen, he's your pastor.
Right. Amen.
Praise God. If you have a problem, amen, you just go right talk with him directly. Amen. Amen. Praise God. Don't go blaring around the church. Amen. Praise God. And stay with your pastor. See, he's the shepherd and you give him respects. He'll lead you through and cause he's ordained of God to do so.
Amen.
All right. Do you believe Brother Branham was a prophet of God?
Amen.
Do you believe what he's saying?
That's right. Amen.
Amen. I do. Do you remember that? Congregation says amen. The enemy will come. And when he does, just cling that much closer together.
Amen.
Amen. My goodness, if churches, amen, would have taken this to consider it, there probably would have been less splits in the message, amen. Less problems in the message, amen. If they were to just heed these words, amen. But you see, they put their eye on man sometimes. Instead of the Holy Spirit, instead of God.
Amen.
The enemy will come, and when he does, just cling that much closer together, and the one that the devil is using for an enemy will either get out or come in and be one of you. That's all. Amen. Don't ever clan among one or talk, make yourself clannish.
That's right. That's right.
Amen.
Amen.
In other words, the little groups, amen. Well, you can't be part of our group, amen. You don't know our type of talk, you know, our conversation, the way we say things, you know, the little hidden meanings, amen. You don't know anything about that, amen. So you can't be part of our group.
Yeah.
Amen. But Brother Brown says here, don't be clannish. That's what a clan is. They have their own handshake. They have their own way of doing things. Amen.
Right.
He said, don't be clannish. You just love everybody. Amen.
Right.
Everybody's included. Amen. You put me out of your circle. I'll just make the circle bigger. Amen.
Amen.
Praise God.
Right.
Don't ever clan among one or talk. Make yourself clannish. We are one.
Yes.
Now, what is Jesus Christ trying to bring us to? Amen. We'll read John 17 here in just a moment.
Oh.
Amen. But what is he trying to bring us to?
Yep.
To a unity. A oneness.
Amen.
Amen. Of love. I couldn't say, left hand, I'm mad at you. I'm going to take you away because you're not a right hand or you don't preach the way I like you to preach. You know, I'm adding that in. He's my left hand. I want him to stay there. Even the little tip of my finger. I want to stay right there. Amen. I certainly do. Amen. I broke my finger, my pinky finger this past weekend. And you don't know how important a pinky is when you lose it. When you lose a body part, that's how you realize, oh, I needed that body part for real. Amen. We'll add something there about that here in just a moment. Amen. Amen. Where are we at? Even the little tip of my finger, I want to stay right there. Every little part of my body, stay right there. And God wants us as a body of believers to stay right exactly with one another. Right at with one another. Now, as we're reading this, amen, ask yourself, is this what I'm doing?
Yep. Go ahead, brother.
Is this the attitude that I have?
Right.
Am I willing to give up my life for my brother or my sister?
Right.
Whatever they've said to me, or whatever they did or did not do to me, that I did or didn't like, are you willing to give up your life for him or her? Ask yourself those questions. Because that's what, isn't that what Jesus just commanded us to do? Did we just read that?
Amen.
And now you've got tapes on that. You've got tapes on what we believe. You've got tapes on discipline in the church, how we behave ourselves in the church of God, how we got to come here together and sit together in heavenly places. Don't stay home. If God is in your heart, you can't hardly wait for them doors to open out yonder to get in here to fellowship with your brothers. Amen. Some people start cringing when we start getting to this part of the quote. I'm sorry, but it's the truth.
Amen.
Brother Branham said it. Don't stay home, especially in this day that we're living in. If you don't feel that way, then I tell you, it's time you got to praying. Because we're in the last days. He said that in 1963, amen, how much more in 2021? Where the Bible exhorted us to much more as we see that day approaching. To love one another with Christian love and divine love. To assemble ourselves together in heavenly places and Christ Jesus love and love one another. This will all men know you are my disciples. And we just read this, right? When you got love one for the other. That's right. Stay right together. If the brother you think he's a little wrong or the sister say, Lord, don't let me never have the root of bitterness springing up. How important is that? Cause it'll affect him and it'll take the Christ right out of your life. You think that when you have bitterness against somebody, that's towards that person. And you're not realizing that that's eating you also from the inside out. You think, oh, it's just towards that person. You know, he's the one that needs to be right. She's the one that needs to get right. She's the one that's wrong. Amen. But in doing that, you're being eaten up spiritually from the inside out. Amen. Lord, don't ever let me have the root of bitterness spring up because it'll affect him and it'll take the Christ right out of my life. That poison acids of malice and jealousy and hatred that will just take the Holy Spirit right away from you. It will run him from the tabernacle. It'll kill the Spirit of God or drive it away from here. It'll hurt your pastor. It'll do everything. See, don't you do that. You just wax that much closer together. Draw up, take the buckle as the brother testified, a minister here the other night, about having a buckle, seeing it in vision. Just that buckle's on the whole armor of God. Just pull her on, tighten up, move right up close to one another, love one another anyhow. Talk nice about one another, say nice things about one another, and then God will bless you. Amen. Praise God. I'd be the first one to say, Lord, I want that. Amen. Sometimes how easy it is, amen, for us to just slip up and say demeaning things, amen, towards one another or about one another, amen, and out of a joke. And then you know in your heart you feel condemned. But because you think it makes somebody laugh, amen, you just go right out and say, but let me tell you, amen, that takes the Spirit of Christ out of the whole thing.
Amen.
It's how serious it is. It's serious, amen. Praise God. So, Brother Branham, that was Brother Branham's warning, amen, for us here in the end time, amen. Praise the Lord. Now, why don't we read John chapter 17, amen, and this is what I wanted to get to, and we'll read it quickly, but I encourage you, amen, to read this chapter on your own and just really look at it, because let me tell you, if you want to know how many knows that Jesus prayed for you?
Yeah.
This is the chapter where Jesus prayed for you. And he prayed for you. He interceded for you and you were not even born.
Amen. That's right. Amen.
You were not even on the scene and he was already interceding for you. As a matter of fact, it gets even better. He was the lamb slain before the foundation of the world. Amen. And here he is, amen. He's about to pray, not just for his disciples, but he's also going to pray for you. Amen. And let's just see what he says, because remember what a high priest does. Amen. A high priest, what he did was intercede. He was the one who was to go back into the holiest of holies, amen, to give that blood, to sprinkle that blood on the mercy seat, where he was the one who was supposed to do it. Nobody else was supposed to do it, amen. And I'm sure the people, the Israelites out there, amen, they were thankful that they weren't the ones who had to do it, amen. They provided the sacrifice, amen, but the blood of that sacrifice, amen, had to be, amen, be put in the back in the holiest of holies by the priest. Amen. Why? Because if they didn't do it the right way, if they didn't go exactly the way God told them to do it, the high priest to do it, they would die. They would die. And so Jesus, amen, he is our high priest. Amen. And he is here interceding for us. Amen. And not just then. Amen. He continues to intercede. Amen. Praise God. He continues to intercede. So Jesus prayed for us. Amen. Interceded for us. Even before you were here on earth. Amen. Physically. You were in his mind.
Thank you, Lord. Amen.
But he prayed for you. Amen. So let's just read here. Amen. In John chapter 17. He says here, these words spake Jesus and lifted up his eyes to heaven. Amen. And you just do your best to stay awake. Amen. Praise God. Just concentrate on the word.
That's right. Amen.
Amen. Wake yourselves up.
Amen.
Amen. Concentrate on what he said. Look, he prayed for you.
Amen.
That's wonderful.
Amen.
Amen. I always love this scripture. Amen. It gives me encouragement.
Amen.
Amen. That Jesus, the creator of heaven and earth, amen, the one who created me, prayed for me.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Praise God. This is his prayer.
Amen.
Amen. Let's try to stay awake. Amen.
Amen.
These words spake Jesus and lifted up his eyes to heaven and said, Father, the hour is come. Glorify thy son, that thy son also may glorify thee.
Amen.
Amen. As we're reading, we'll comment a little bit on verses here and there, but we won't be able to, we could do a whole comment on the whole thing and we'd just be here all night.
Yes,
as thou hast given him power over all flesh, that he should give eternal life to as many as thou hast given him.
Amen.
Amen. That's you and me included in there. Amen. If you've got eternal life. And this is life eternal. What is eternal life? Amen. That they might know thee, the only true God, and Jesus Christ, whom thou hast sent. Now, you can look at that and think, oh my, that's the second person of the Trinity. That's two in the Godhead. No. It's the same person. It's the same person. Amen. The only true God and Jesus Christ whom thou hast sent.
Amen.
Verse 4, I have glorified thee on the earth. I have finished the work which thou hast given me to do. Right? He's praying to his Father. Amen. He's telling him, Lord, I've done what you've told me to do. Amen. He has a son. Amen. Came down here as a son. And now, O Father, glorify thou me with thine own self, with the glory which I had with thee before the world was. Amen. Praise God. Which he was that glory. He is that God. Amen?
Sir, amen.
In other words, Lord Jesus, take me back. Amen. I'm getting ready to head back to the Father. Amen.
Right.
Back to my original condition. Amen.
Amen.
I have manifested thy name unto the man which thou gavest me out of the world.
Amen.
Amen. He's talking about his disciples here.
Yep.
Thine they were, and thou gavest them me, and they have kept thy word.
Amen.
Right? The disciples believed the word all the way. They stayed with Jesus.
Amen.
So they believed. Now they have known that all things whatsoever thou hast given me are of thee.
Amen.
For I have given unto them the words which thou gavest me. And they have received them and have known surely that I came out from thee. And they have believed that thou didst send me. I pray for them.
Ah,
I pray for them. See, Jesus Christ is right here praying for them. Jesus Christ is right here praying for them, and the disciples were just a few yards away, just sleeping. and here's the Lord praying for them. Amen. I pray for them. I pray not for the world, but for them which thou hast given me, for they are thine. Amen. I pray not for the cosmos. Amen. That the world, the word world here is the word, Greek word cosmos. Amen. In other words, I don't pray for this world order. Amen. I don't pray for the, what's currently going on. I don't pray for the president. Amen. I'm not praying, amen. I'm praying, amen, for them. Amen. I don't pray for Satan's kingdom. Amen. Satan's kingdom will fall. I mean, Brother Branham said himself, I don't even pray for America anymore. They rejected Christ. And so everything that's happening now is just, amen, the consequences of them rejecting Christ a long time ago. It just taken little by little. Eventually it's coming to a culmination. I pray for them. I pray not for the world, but for them which thou hast given me, for they are thine. And all mine are thine, and thine are mine, and I am glorified in them. And now I am no more in the world, but these are in the world, and I come to thee, Holy Father, keep through thine own name those whom thou hast given me, that they may be one as we are. There he is talking about, that was the goal. Right? That they may be one as we are. While I was with them, right? While I was walking with them in the world, I kept them in thy name. Those that thou gavest me, I have kept, and none of them is lost, but the son of perdition, that is Judas, amen, that the scripture might be fulfilled, amen. And now come I to thee, and these things I speak in the world, that they might have my joy fulfilled in themselves. I have given them thy word, and the world hath hated them, because they are not of the world, even as I am not of the world. You see, saints, amen, when you really receive the word of God in your life, and the word of God is making a change in your life, amen, amen, the world will despise you. The world will hate you. The world does not love those that are not their own, amen. They don't like those, amen, that condemn them by their life. Sometimes you, even you sisters, amen, even you brothers, as you're walking by people, amen. We had to stop by PetSmart this afternoon right before we came to church, amen. And, you know, I had my suit and everything like that. And you can just, you know, just tell people, I mean, it's kind of weird going into PetSmart with a suit on, you know, the coat on and a tie. Normally people are dragging with their sandals and their slippers, you know, and their jogging pants with their dog, you know, in there. Amen. But when they see somebody wearing a suit and tie and they look at you and it's almost like they kind of look down, you know, it's like, I'm like, man, you get that kind of respect. I'll just wear a suit and tie everywhere, you know. They just kind of look down, you know, and I didn't say one word to them, you know. I didn't say one word to them. But you see, sisters, you do that also when you walk around with your long hair. Amen. People feel it. Women feel it. They feel condemned. There's a condemnation there. Amen. That's good. Let your life speak more than words. Amen. Praise God. I have given them thy word, and the world hath hated them because they are not of the world, even as I am not of the world. I pray not that thou shouldest take them out of the world. Amen. See, saints, God doesn't want to take you out of the world. Doesn't want to take the trials and the tribulations out from you. You're not going to be trial and tribulation free when you become a Christian. When you become a Christian, the trials and tribulations multiply. It's like a crank. Amen. We'll just crank them up a little bit more. Amen. Amen. It's going to come even more, those trials and tribulations. But he says here, you're not going to be taken out of the world. You're not going out easy.
Right.
Amen. This is a struggle. This is a fight.
Absolutely.
This is not a picnic. Amen. We all know that.
Right.
Praise God. I pray not that thou shouldest take them out of the world, but that thou shouldest keep them from the evil.
Amen.
Amen. Praise God. In other words, have that, how do you keep from the evil? Amen. Have that armor of God.
Amen.
Amen. Be fortified with the armor of God.
Right.
They are not of the world. Amen. Even as I am not of the world. That's why the people couldn't understand his speech.
Right.
I sanctify them through thy truth. And remember, Pilate asked, what is truth?
Right.
But that's what truth is.
Amen.
Thy word is truth. Amen. Amen. Pilate asked one time before Jesus, when Jesus stood before him, hey, what is truth? And the truth was standing right there in front of him. Amen. Thy word is truth. Because why? He is the word. Amen. As thou hast sent me into the world, even so have I also sent them into the world. And for their sakes, watch, and for their sakes, I sanctify myself that they also might be sanctified through the truth. Aren't you thankful that Jesus Christ did that? He sanctified himself. In other words, he held himself, amen. He could have had a wife. He could have had children, amen. He was a man just like every other man that was living at that time. But he held himself from even doing those things in order, amen, that the disciples could be sanctified, amen, through the truth, amen. Now watch this. I love verse 20. Neither pray I for these alone, not just for the disciples, but for them also which shall believe on me through their word.
Amen.
Amen. Praise God.
Amen.
In other words, I don't pray just for them, the disciples. I'm praying for the ones that will believe the word that the disciples preached to them. Amen. And what happened with the word throughout the ages? Amen. From the disciples, it came to other people, from those people, and on down. Amen. And we got seven church ages, and finally has come down to us. That same word, that same prayer, amen, is being fulfilled even right now in our lives in 2021. And it was prayed over 2,000 years ago. Amen. That's the reason, saints, amen, when you pray, amen, when you pray, do you think, oh, God is not hearing my prayer, amen. But let me tell you, God is hearing your prayer, amen. It's just He knows exactly when to come in and answer it. Sometimes there's battles. Do you remember Gabriel, amen, Daniel was praying, and even Gabriel, I believe it was Gabriel, was being fought, amen, by the prince of Persia. Amen. There was a hindrance there. Amen. 21 days, Gabriel didn't come in to answer Daniel's prayers. But Daniel stayed true. Amen. Daniel stayed firm. Amen. Daniel stayed steadfast praying. Amen. Praise God. And finally, the prayer was answered. Amen. Sometimes we may think, oh, God didn't answer our prayer because it wasn't the way we wanted it to be. But it's God answers our prayers, no matter how much you think He's not listening. He's ready to hear his children. Amen.
Amen.
He's ready to hear his child. Amen. Every time you open your mouth before him. Amen. He's right there listening. Amen. He tells the angels, be quiet. Shut up. Yep. Amen. My child is praying.
Amen. Right. Yes, sir.
This is important.
Yes, sir.
And you pray, you do your part, and then he might answer it right away, mm-hmm. or he might take 2 years to answer it.
Right.
He might take 15 years to answer it.
Exactly.
But he never forgot your prayer.
Amen.
He's not like us. Amen.
No.
Brother
no.
comes to us and brother, pray for me. Amen. Brother, I got such and such a need. Yeah. We'll pray
sure.
about it. Amen. And then you forget about it.
Yep.
And you don't remember. Amen. Until the following week. Oh, I forgot. Right. Brother said, but that whole thing he asked you to pray for, it was already done.
Oh, yeah.
I guess I'm the only one that happens to.
No.
So you know what I do now? Somebody tells me to pray. Let's pray right now.
Amen.
Let's pray right now. Amen.
Amen.
Let's just get it taken care of right now. Amen.
Amen.
Then you won't forget. Because what we're doing is we're lying. Believe it or not. Yeah, I'll pray for you, brother. Yes, sister, we'll be praying for that. A whole year goes by and we don't pray. So we let our yeas be yeas and our nays be nays, the Bible says. Amen. Praise the Lord. Neither I pray for these alone, but for them which also shall believe on me through their word. Watch that they all may be one. Look at that. That is what he was praying for.
Yep.
For us here in 2021. That we all may be one.
Yep.
That we all may have good businesses and a nice job and a great family, nice SUV outside. And there, that's not what he was praying for.
No, that's right.
He was praying that we all may be one. Praise God. Because that's eternal.
Amen.
Your car is not eternal.
No.
Your job is not eternal.
No.
Amen. Nothing, amen, in this life that's part of Satan's
amen.
Kingdom is not eternal. Amen.
Amen.
But oneness, true oneness in His love, that's eternal.
Amen. That's
Loving one another. Amen. That's eternal. That they all may be one as thou, Father, are in me. Watch. And I in thee. That they also may be one in us. How can you be one with us? Amen. With him. Amen. By one spirit are you baptized. Amen. In one body. Praise God. That the world may believe that thou hast sent me. Now, how is the world going to believe that Christ, amen, is God?
Amen.
They're only going to believe it through you.
Amen.
Praise God. That's what Jesus just said.
Right. Sure.
That the world may believe that thou hast sent me. It's through your life, saints.
Yep.
Praise God. And the glory which thou gavest me, I have given them.
Amen.
I have given
amen.
Them.
Right.
That they may be one. Watch, he says it again. Right. That they may be one even as we are one.
Amen.
It's a constant theme for Jesus, even in this last day. I in them and thou in me, that they may be made perfect in one.
Amen.
And that the world may know that thou hast sent me and hast loved them as thou hast loved me. Do you realize, saints, that your life, amen, will cause, amen, for those around us, amen, to either be judged, amen?
Right.
I mean, they will be judged.
Right.
Amen. But to either, amen, be condemned or to be saved.
Right.
If they don't have eternal life, our lives, amen. If they come, amen, through, if we stumble through our lives, amen, at the white throne judgment, amen, they will either
amen.
Be saved by what they did for us or not.
Amen.
Praise God.
Amen.
Cup of water in my name,
amen.
Jesus
amen.
Said.
Amen.
What verse are we in? Verse 24. Father, I will that they also whom thou hast given me be with me where I am, that they may behold my glory. Praise the Lord.
Yep.
How many wants to behold his glory?
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Which thou hast given me,
yep. Right.
For thou lovest me before the foundation of the world.
Amen.
You believe that he loved you before the foundation
Amen.
Of the world?
Yes,
Amen. Amen. O righteous Father, the world hath not known thee, but I have known thee. And these have known that thou hast sent me.
Amen.
Amen. And I have declared unto them thy name, and will declare it, that the love wherewith thou hast loved me may be in them,
yes, sir.
And I in them.
Amen. Right.
He finishes his prayer right there with what?
Yep.
Love.
Right.
So what is the new commandment?
Amen.
That's what he's calling us for in this hour, saints. Amen. Praise the Lord. So whenever you need some peace, whenever you need some reassurance, go back and read John chapter 17.
Amen.
That's where he prayed for us. John chapter 13 tells us, little children, yet a little while I am with you. Ye shall seek me. And as I said unto the Jews, whither I go, ye cannot come. So now I say to you, a new commandment I give unto you, that ye love one another as I have loved you, that ye also love one another. By this shall all men know that ye are my disciples, if ye have love one to another. Amen. Praise God. Amen. So, Brother Branham said amen. When he saw beyond the curtain of time, nothing was going to go in there without perfect love.
Right.
Praise
amen.
God.
Right.
And you have to ask yourself, amen, am I loving the way he loves us? Am I loving? Where am I faltering? Amen. Praise God. Where am I faltering at more? Praise the Lord. Now in Ephesians chapter 4, amen, it tells us this. We'll finish up here in just a moment. Ephesians chapter 4, I didn't give the brothers this, but he says here, Paul says here, but speaking the truth in love may grow up into him in all things, which is the head, even Christ. Amen. I was almost thinking, it's the other day, how, and it might be a carnal thought, but I mean, Christ is the head, right?
Amen.
And he had that picture taken there in Arizona and that represented Hoffman's head of Christ. Amen. And we are his body. Amen. And as we're waiting saints, amen, as we are here laboring, amen, as we are here, he's working through us. Amen.
Right.
Laboring as the body. Amen. The mind thinks, the head thinks. He is the central theme, right? Without a brain, you can't function. You can't function without a brain. Amen. He is our brain. Amen. Praise God. He's the brain of this body. Amen. But isn't it glorious, saints, that one day, amen, this body will connect, amen, with that head. Amen. Because the Bible says, amen, that we shall be changed in a moment, in a twinkling of an eye. Amen. And we shall be taken up, amen, to meet him in the air, to connect with that head in the air. Praise God. It almost reminds me of kind of like when in the 80s, amen, when I used to watch those Transformer cartoons and things like that, amen. And you'd see, you know, those robots, amen, just connecting with one another, amen. You know, just kind of things like that, amen. But it's going to be much more glorious than that, amen. Amen, praise God. And he's doing the transformation now. The transformation has to be taking place from inside out, amen. Praise God. Aren't you glad he's transforming us from glory to glory? Amen. Just through his word. Amen. But speaking the truth in love may grow up into him in all things, which is the head, even Christ. Watch this. From whom the whole body, fitly joined together and compacted by that which every joint supplieth, according to the effectual working in the measure of every part, maketh increase of the body unto the edifying of itself in what? In love. Amen. And it's not a filial love, it's agape love. Amen. Praise God.
Amen.
So, like I was saying earlier, we need our body parts. Amen. Like I said, you know, I lost playing basketball over the camp this weekend, and I went to defend a little young man that I was playing with. He was in my cabin, went to try to swipe the ball away from him, and I hit his arm. And as I was hitting his arm, my pinky bent this way. I didn't hear any cracking or anything like that. I just thought that maybe it was just a sprain, but waited a few days, and last night I got the x-rays, and sure enough, it's broken right here on the side. So you just remember me in prayer on that, but then you don't realize how important a pinky is until you lose it. Until you can't use it. You see, saints, we don't realize how important each of one of us are in the body, amen, until one of us is gone. I mean, I miss Brother Ray. I miss Brother Dick. I miss Brother Marlowe. I miss all these brothers that have passed. Even the churches that I've gone and have gone through, the brothers that have passed away, even then, I miss those people. Amen. You don't realize how important they were to the body or how special they were until they're gone. And you know, if we could look at each other in that way, amen, they would help us to treat one another much better. That we're at any moment, amen, or tomorrow, amen, one of us that might be in here right now, hey, brother such and such has gone. I mean, remember what happened with Brother Marlowe. He was here one Sunday, and then the following day, I mean, he was gone. And we don't take advantage of one another the way we should. Because we still sit there, amen, I'm upset at her and him for something that happened 30 years ago. But you're going to answer for that one day. You are. You're going to answer for it, for your own actions and for your attitudes towards people, amen, at church. And we're not talking about we're dealing with a hypocrite out there. We're talking about you're dealing with the body of Christ. The purchase of the blood. Amen. And that's how we treat one another. Oh my, keep preaching, brother. Yeah. So, but you know, when I'm missing, this is my body, you see, and I'm missing a pinky. Amen. So now they got it buddy taped. I got a buddy tape, you see? And my pinky failed me. He's fallen.
Yeah.
He's not completely down, but he's out of service right now. But you see? Amen. Here comes this finger was just fine. I had no problem with this finger, right? And these are just fine. But my other finger, amen, had to come to the rescue. To kind of help it. Do you see?
Right.
You see, you know, Brother Boyd may have faltered. You see, maybe he made a mistake. Maybe he did something he wasn't supposed to do. Amen. Amen. Don't knock him down even more. Don't do that. Amen. He needs a friend. He needs somebody to go talk to him. Amen. He needs somebody to stay a little closer. Amen. Look how closer it is. You see, he needs somebody to stay closer so that he can get better. Amen. Don't knock him upside the head. Don't knock, amen. Don't knock the young person upside the head. They may be faltering. They may have fallen. Amen. Just get a little closer to them. Amen. Be a friend to them. Love them. Amen. Amen. That is what my pinky is being loved right now. You see?
Amen. Amen.
But he's strong. My other finger is strong. You see? But my pinky is receiving help right now. Amen. And you see, my other ones are still, you know, they're doing what they're supposed to do. And they're also helping, really, they're also helping my pinky too. Because they're cutting for the slack that my pinky is not doing at the moment, you see? What I couldn't grab with my pinky, amen, now I have to use my other ones, amen, to come and pitch in, you see? So it's not just, you know, one brother to go help another brother, amen. You, everybody has a body, amen. Go minister to that brother or that sister, amen. You be a witness. You be the one who lifts the brother up, amen. The Bible tells us to do that. And I believe, saints, that that is part of loving one another. That is part of fulfilling the love of, that law of Christ that we just read about. Amen. That is what that is.
Yep.
Amen. Doesn't matter what the brother did.
Right.
You pray for that brother. Sure. If you can't minister for, if you can't minister to them, amen, you pray for them.
Right.
It's, Lord, I may have the wrong attitude about it. Forgive me. Let me pray for them. Amen.
Right. Right.
You'll do much more than with that, amen, than talking about somebody.
Right.
Than blasting them over the pulpit. Amen. You'll do much better than just loving them. Amen?
Amen.
And it'll be better for the whole body and whole. Because I'm going to tell you, saints, I'm trusting this pinky's going to get better. Amen? This pinky's going to, and then I'm going to be able to just raise my hands, praise them, spread them all out. Amen. Just like this one. Amen. And be back again. Amen. And functioning fully. Amen. In service. Praise God.
Amen.
So, that's what we need to do, amen. Just love one another, amen. So, we just want to finish it up with that, saints. And I encourage you to just go back, read John chapter 17, amen. And just take it, line by line, amen. And read it carefully, amen. And just ask yourself, where am I failing at in loving my brother and my sister? Sure, we may know things about one another that we don't like. I mean, yeah, sure, that's fine. But he loves Christ, she loves Christ.
Right?
He wants to go to the same heaven you want to go to this. She wants to go to the same heaven that you want to go to. Amen. So let us just lift one another up instead of, amen, bringing each other down. Amen. You love the Lord?
Amen.
If you love the Lord, then you love me. Even if I said what I said.
Yeah, right. Amen.
I hope you love me.
Amen.
Amen. Because I didn't tell you anything outside of the word.
No, you didn't.
Amen.
That's what Christ did for us. Amen.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. Let's stand to our feet. And have the musicians come. Let's sing that song. I want to live the way he wants me to live. Amen. Key of F. Yes. Amen. Do you want that, saints?
Yes,
want to live the way? How did he live? He loved. Man, do you even realize that he loved even the ones that were accusing him? He loved Pilate. Amen. He loved the Pharisees that were out there screaming for his blood. Saying, let his blood, amen, his blood come on us and over our children. He still loved. Now how much more can we love, amen, if a brother just does a little something here and there or says something, amen. We can love more. I want to live the way He wants me to live. I want to give until there's just no more to give. I want to love till there's just no more love. I could never, ever outlove the Lord. Once again, I want to live the way He wants me to live.
I want to give until there's just no more to give. I want to love till there's just no more love. I could never, ever outlove the Lord. I want to live the way
He
wants
mother,
me
and
to
his grandmother,
I want
exactly
to
how the situation is there, Lord.
Until
I pray, Lord God,
just
that these prayer cloths, Lord, may go for that purpose,
give.
Lord God Almighty. We know that the prayer cloths can't heal, Lord, but You are the healer, Lord.
Love,
and I pray, Lord God, that this is a representation, Father, of Your healing.
No,
and so, Lord Jesus, may You just, Heavenly Father, come down and deliver, Father God, as You have already done so, Father, because You purchased their healing, Father, in the cross of Calvary, Lord, over 2,000 years ago. So we're going
to
believe that the manifestation of this healing will come through, Father God. And these prayer cloths are representing that, Father. Bless your sister Susan, Lord God, as she goes forth. And help her to believe, Father God, what You've already done through Your word. In Jesus Christ's name we pray. Amen. Amen. God bless you, sister Susan.
Love till there's just no more love. I could never.
Reach out and touch the Lord.
Reach out and touch the Lord as He passes by. You will find He's not too busy to hear your heart's cry. He is passing by this moment.
Amen. If you need prayer, I'm more than glad to pray for you.
Reach out,
but He's passing right through your row. Amen. He's passing right through. You don't need for a preacher to lay your hands, but we will if you want us to.
Reach out and touch the Lord as He passes by. You'll find He's not too busy to hear heart's cry. He's passing by this moment, your needs to supply. Reach out and touch the Lord as He goes by. Reach out and touch the Lord that He passes.
At the point of death, God is still more than able. So let's just pray. Lord Jesus, Father, we pray for Karen, Father God. You know, Lord Jesus, the situation that she finds herself in, Father. Sister Alicia, Lord God Almighty, she was very special to her, Father. And what she's done for her son, Lord, here, Father. Little John, Lord. And I pray, Lord God, that You would just intervene, Father God, with that healing, Lord, that You've already purchased for her, Lord, on the cross of Calvary over 2,000 years ago, Lord. We know that You're more than able, even at the point, Father, of death, Lord. Even, Father God, at death, You raised Lazarus, Father. And, Lord, she's not dying. She's not dead yet, Lord God. But, Lord Jesus, we know that You can step in right on time, Lord. Oh, God, we just commit it into Your hands. We commit this into Your hands. And, Lord, we're expecting, Father God, a wonderful report, Lord Jesus. And, Father God, You have Your way and Your will, Father, in our sister's life, Lord Jesus. Give strength, give peace to Sister Alicia, Lord God. And let her, Father God, see, Father God, the miraculous, Lord God, that you've already purchased for her on the cross of Calvary. We pray this now in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen, amen, amen. God bless you. Just keep believing, Sister Alicia. Amen.
To hear your heart's
cry, he is passing by this moment. Do you believe that? Cry,
reach out and touch the Lord
as he goes by. Amen, saints. Praise God. You believe that he's here? Amen. He said, he promised that he'd be here with two or three gathered in his name.
That's right.
Amen. Everyone to remember us in your prayers, saints. We will be traveling to Florida this weekend. We'll be ministering there Saturday and Sunday. So just remember us in your prayers. Amen.
Amen.
Also, remember us in your prayers as, I'll be ministering for a church in India. I won't be going to India, although they want me to. But it's a brother I met back in 2006, back in Brother Gene Williams' church. His name is Brother Angelus. And I helped kind of drive him around, take him to church, and we just had a good fellowship and really good brother. He came here to work for a season, and then he left. And just several years later, he reached out to me, and we've been talking, and They had started a little church there in India in a little city called Chennai, and they want to have their first year anniversary, so they want me to preach their first year anniversary. They got several guest ministers coming in, but I'm going to be online preaching for them one of the nights, so I'll be in my basement doing my thing, preaching all the way in Chennai to Chennai. So you remember us in your prayers. I got to meet some of the brothers the other night. Just wonderful people. Just simple. Just really enjoyed talking with them. Remember me in prayer. That'll be on the 26th. And then on the 30th, we're going to be heading out for our 7-week trip to Central America.
Amen.
Also remember this, saints, that I've been working with Brother Barry Coffey. He is the pastor of Hickory Bible Tabernacle in North Carolina. And he's been helping. He's going to help me bring a shipment of Bibles there to Honduras, and also to Nicaragua and other places, because he has a ministry called Vision Books, and so he has connections to all these Bible societies and all these different places. So I've been working with him. We're going to be trying to get like a whole pallet of Bibles sold to Honduras. They're gonna be shipping directly from Honduras from a Bible society there. And so, I don't know yet what the cost will be, if there will even be a cost, because he's donated already some Bibles to me for me to take down there, about 20 Bibles. They're on their way right now. And, him and his church donated to us. So I just appreciate that. You remember that in prayer, because in Honduras and those countries, they're actually more in need of Bibles than they are of message books. Bibles are very, very needed, especially in the remote areas. And so just remember that in your prayers, as if you feel led, you know, that if you want to give something, you know, make it towards that. And we will get Bibles there. The connections are there. We just need the funds. So. But you remember that in your prayers, and I just appreciate Brother Barry's heart, you know, for missions and for doing that work, you know, that he's doing with the books, just sending Bibles and books all over the world. You know, we think, you know, that we have tablets and everything like that, and we don't need Bible, you know, a physical Bible. But let me tell you, people can't afford these things. They can't afford a phone sometimes to read a Bible. They still look to physical books. They need a physical Bible, and Bibles in the cities are much easier to get, but those remote brothers in remote areas, it's harder for them to even buy a Bible. We don't think of that. So you remember that in prayer, saints, as we head down there November 30th. Amen. If nothing changes, amen. we'll be heading down there. So all minds, hearts clear. Anything? Remember Bible study this Saturday at 6 p.m. Amen. Come join us. Amen. And I believe that you'll be blessed. And change your clocks back that night as well. And of course you'll be reminded that night too. Because we don't want you to be too early for service. But yeah. It would help, amen, if you come. Maybe it might help you to come pray 30 minutes early. 30 minutes before service. Amen. Praise God. Love one another. Amen. So let's just bow our heads. Our Heavenly Father, we thank you, Lord, once again for the opportunity to serve you, Lord, to have spoken, Father, these words of life, Lord God, that we're unworthy of, Lord Jesus. But, Father, we want, Father God, these words to be in us, Lord Jesus, that, Father God, that they may be displayed through us, Lord Jesus. And that's what you desire, Father, because thy word is truth, Lord. Amen. I pray, Lord Jesus, that you'd help us, Father. Let us just not be hearers of your word, but let us be doers, especially in the time that we are living in now, Lord. Help us to take these things seriously, Lord Jesus. I ask that you'd be with my brethren, Lord God, as they go forth this evening to their respective homes. Continue to touch and meet those needs that are amongst us, Father. And we just commit ourselves into your hands now in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Amen. God bless you, saints. Amen.